Insights on Air by Barrels by Alex Partners. On today's Insight, E-Mobility Supplier Survey 2024. On today's agenda, disillusionment sets in when looking at e-mobility. BEV adoption slower than expected. Strategic stalemate requires bold action. In our yearly study, we interviewed executives of 77 European automotive suppliers from various sectors. For example, powertrain, E/E, interior, exterior, body, software, and of different sizes, including several top 100 suppliers, most of which are dependent on the internal combustion engine for a significant proportion of their revenue. The main goal was to gauge the impact of e-mobility on their respective businesses and assess how prepared they are for this major transformation. As in last year's survey, this year again shows that the vast majority of suppliers, 70%, are dependent on the combustion engine for a large part, more than 25%, of their revenue, which also means that the announced reduction is not yet reflected in the figures. Nevertheless, suppliers are still aiming to drastically reduce the proportion of revenue dependent on combustion engines by 2029, with only 55%, previous year 51%, of the companies surveyed still expecting the proportion of revenue dependent on combustion engines to be at least 25%. Consequently, the industry is still undergoing a transformation and sticking to its path, albeit at a slower pace than expected. Of the companies surveyed, the vast majority, 69%, still have a positive view of e-mobility, although the figure was significantly higher last year at 77%. Although the majority of companies still feel strategically well prepared, the proportion of those who do not is more than twice as high, 12%, as in the previous year with 5%. This is a further indication that a certain disillusionment has spread among suppliers, also in view of the recent decline in growth rates for e-vehicles. The change in sentiment is also reflected in the assessment of the impact of e-mobility on revenue and profitability over the next 5 to 10 years. Only 55% still expect a positive impact on their revenue, a full 20 percentage points below the previous year's figure. In combination with expectations of a significant shift away from the combustion engine dependent business, this means either an increase in the powertrain independent business or a contraction for many suppliers. The difference in terms of the expected impact on margins is just as drastic. Whereas in the previous year, only 13% assumed that e-mobility would have an impact on their margins, this figure has almost doubled to 24% in 2024. At the same time, the number of companies expecting a positive effect on margins has fallen significantly from 43% in the previous year to just 25%. Only 15% of companies are not satisfied with their e-mobility strategy, if they have one. Combining the survey results shows that of those companies that are satisfied with their e-mobility strategy, 29% expect their margins to deteriorate. Chapter 2. BEV adoption slower than expected. Although the majority of suppliers remain positive about electric mobility and its impact on their company, the predominantly overly optimistic picture from the previous year has been revised downward significantly. This change in sentiment reflects the general and global slowdown in the growth of battery electric vehicles since 2021, although at least Europe has picked up again at a low level in the last year. According to the Alex Partners customer survey, almost all consumers surveyed in China can imagine a battery electric vehicle as their next car, compared to only 43% in Europe and 35% in the USA, the same figures as in 2021. There are many reasons for customer reluctance. For example, in Europe and the USA, the surcharge for battery electric vehicles is still significant, whereas it has almost disappeared in China. A basic Volkswagen ID.3 in Europe, for example, costs around 35% more than a similar Volkswagen Golf. In the USA, an electric Chevrolet Equinox costs around 60% more than a Chevrolet Equinox with a combustion engine. In view of the elimination of subsidies, which have often compensated or even overcompensated for this price difference in the past, the surcharge hits customers' budgets hard. High residual value risk, as various car rental providers have had to painfully experience. At Sixt, for example, write-downs and losses on vehicle sales led to a loss of around 40 million euros. rental car companies have significantly reduced their fleets and insist on buyback clauses for new orders, which Tesla is reluctant to grant, for example. Charging is still one of the main reasons not to buy a battery electric vehicle. The main concerns relate to perceived insufficient range, also known as range anxiety, the insufficient number of charging stations available in many places, and the slow charging speed compared to refueling a combustion engine vehicle. Last but not least, there are often still gaps in manufacturers' portfolios, particularly in the lower price segment for the broad volume market. In Germany, for example, Volkswagen's cheapest ICE model, the Polo, is available for less than 20,000 euros, whereas the cheapest battery electric model, the ID3, is priced at 37,000 euros. The situation is similar at Renault, where the cheapest entry-level model, the Clio, also costs less than 20,000 euros, while the cheapest battery electric model costs 33,000 euros. And even at the Chinese manufacturer MG, the entry-level price for the cheapest combustion engine model, the ZS, is less than 20,000 euros, and for the cheapest battery electric vehicle, it is 34,000 euros. Initially, OEMs have little choice but to bolster their sales activities and offer large discounts. Yet, despite the effort, the strategy often still results in significant volume cancellations or a lack of orders. Nissan, Volkswagen, and Ford, among others, were well below the predicted volumes for their electric car production in 2023, whereas Chinese manufacturers, such as BYD in particular, were well above them in some cases. In the medium term, manufacturers are therefore responding with increased flexibility and technological openness. As a result, entire e-platforms are being discontinued and engine programs are being extended or even newly developed. The much-needed economies of scale are therefore still a long time coming, and the challenges for suppliers, low volumes on the platforms, high R&D investments with short innovation cycles, price pressure, low margins, high risk, remain virtually unchanged or are further exacerbated in view of the often tight financial situation. Chapter 3. Strategic stalemate requires bold action. The automotive supplier industry is therefore currently in a difficult stalemate. On the one hand, suppliers are under enormous pressure to quickly adapt their business models and invest in electric mobility in order to remain competitive in the long term and compensate for the loss of ICE-dependent business. In addition to high costs, uncertainty, and the associated volatile volumes, the expansion of the mostly low-margin business is also accompanied by a dilution of margins. On the other hand, from an economic point of view, they would love to hold on to the traditional non-electric mobility business as they still earn the majority of their profit from it. The situation creates a dangerous, vicious cycle for suppliers. Profitability can only be achieved through economies of scale. That is, by selling more components for e-vehicles. At the same time, these additional sales of the mostly low-margin components lead to dilution and require cross-subsidization by the rest of the business, with corresponding resource allocation and investment backlogs in the latter. In the current situation, available resources must be used carefully, from conservative cash management to operational efficiency measures. All available levels need to be activated. The strategy also includes a rigorous claims management system. While the focus in 2023 was still on increases in material, energy, and wage costs, the focus in 2024 has clearly shifted towards volume claims. This often requires different or new approaches, as the differences in the realization of claims from one company to the next are significant. With regard to the portfolio of components for e-mobility, an often uncomfortable question needs to be asked. Is it worth it? That is there a realistic long-term positive business case? The key drivers of success in the e-mobility business need to be assessed objectively and neutrally. How is market profitability likely to develop in the long term against the backdrop of already intense competition and possible further market entries in the future, the growing number of Chinese suppliers, etc.? What is the company's own positioning and differentiation in the market today and in the future? What market share and profitability level can realistically be achieved today and in the future based on the company's own positioning and capabilities? What are the framework conditions that could influence or even disrupt this assessment, and how likely are they to occur? And last but not least, what does the business case look like? Not just in the most optimistic case, but in the expected value. On this basis, the portfolio for electric mobility components/systems must be critically examined and possible options for action, from continuation to scale, discussed with an open mind. Various suppliers have had this discussion in the recent past and ultimately came to the conclusion that precisely this economic potential was not sufficient for them. For example, one manufacturer of heating appliances recently sold its plant. One major supplier shelved its plans to produce battery cells. Another closed its plant for electric motors, while yet another ended its activities in the field of power electronics. The off-board business with charging stations, for example, was and is often a candidate for sale in any case. Even though these were and are painful cuts that involve saying goodbye to a supposedly promising business, the economic reality must not be lost sight of and needs to be critically evaluated in terms of the company's own positioning. This does not necessarily have to result in an exit from electric mobility. A greater focus within the portfolio can often contribute to a positive long-term outlook. Finally, there are also implications for a corporate strategy, particularly on the basis of the portfolio review. If certain elements in the portfolio are eliminated, the question of the necessity and identification of compensating sales elsewhere inevitably arises, in addition to the question of specific implementation. In addition, the strategy needs to define a clear future position of success and address deviations from the currently successful position. The volatility in the market must be adequately reflected in the company's own flexibility, from strategy to production, but also addressed with clear and innovative agreements with OEMs on call-offs, etc. The industry is moving towards e-mobility, but not at a constant speed and with a competitive dynamic that is not sustainable. The question of whether the transformation towards e-mobility is the right direction to take must be open to controversial debate and not predetermined. Because in the end, a consolidation of providers of many components is very likely. And as always, there will be winners and losers. Barrels by Alex Partners. The expertise of our top management consultants extends across the complete value chain of automobility, from long-term strategic planning to operational performance improvements. Based on our automobility thought leadership, Barrels by Alex Partners stand out with their broad experience, their profound industry knowledge, their innovative problem-solving competence, and last but not least, their entrepreneurial thinking. Thanks for listening, and until next time.